wizard, Harry. Welcome to the Harry Potter Book Club for The Goblet of Fire with
Vijaya Shrestha,
Michael DeMauro,
and I'm Sarah Tompkins. This week, Harry has a dream. We continue the Tri-Quizzard Tournament, and we ask, WTF, Hagrid?
Welcome back to the Tri-Quizzard Tournament. This time we've got Michael at 13 points, Sarah at 18, and Vijaya at 20.
Could I have magical names for 200?
Mm-hmm.
What is Mad-Eye Moody's first name? I waited, I buzzed and was like, oh my god, that's the end of the question.
I was like,
that's
the end of the question.
That would be Alistair.
Oh, yeah. For
yep. That was
so great.
Sarah,
another
stop
half
it.
Point for me.
You know, tie with me, no.
Okay, can I have creatures for those 100?
Yeah, to America, speak English.
I just wasn't even speaking Spanish.
You can do
some. Well, yeah. Okay. What type of magical creature is Hagrid's mother?
Baby!
A giantess.
Yes.
Sorry. Why are you laughing? It's real.
That's so insensitive.
So sorry.
It's his mother.
I'm not trying to shame him. Here, I got enough hate from Rita Skeeter.
We tell Skeetalamiza.
Chapter 29, The Dream. So this week we start off en media res, aka Ron, Hermione, and Harry are wondering, what happened in the woods? What happened with Crom? What happened with Crouch? Who did what? Did Crom attack Crouch? Did Crouch attack Crom? And basically what they come to the conclusion is that it had to have been Crouch who attacked Victor because Victor was stunned, or it was a third party who messed up Crouch and stunned Victor and messed up in some way. So they're trying to figure out exactly what happened. And they're like, Harry, you're lucky to be alive and all that stuff. But they're not exactly sure where Mr. Crouch went. So he either attacked Crumb and vanished, or he attacked Crumb and died. Who knows? We don't know where Crouch is. But he was raving, so he's probably raving somewhere else. Not raving in like the partying sense, but in the madness sense. So this is something really weird, and so he decides that they need to see Professor Moody, because Moody will know what to do, or he'll know maybe what's happened where Crouch is. He probably had the map and could see where Moody could see where Crouch was, but it's too late at night, and they can't bother him, so they're like, we'll wait till tomorrow, it'll be totally fine.
Yeah.
But they go up to the Owlry anyway, because they have to tell Sirius about this, because this is super, super weird.
And Sirius.
I thought you were going to say serious.
This is super serious. I just swerved on y'all. So they go up to the Owlry to send an owl. And while they're up there, they overhear people talking outside the corridor. Mm. And it is none other than Fred and George. And they're arguing. And one is saying that they can't send this letter because it's blackmail. And the other is saying, but what if we get a big payload from this? And also, this person shouldn't be doing this anyway, so we should be telling. And they're arguing about this. And then they enter, and Harry, Ron, and Hermione are like, so what are you guys talking about? They're like, nothing. We're totally just sending a letter for no reason. And like, why would you send a letter this time of night? Why are you up here this time of night? And they're like, well, why are you up here? And fair play, fair play.
I wonder who they're blackmailing.
Right. Ron's like, are you blackmailing someone? And they're like, you're turning into Percy. And pull the Percy card.
Ouch.
Pull the Percy card. So they can't see whose name is on the letter because Fred or George, I can't remember who, actually kind of hides the name on the letter. He ties it to an owl and lets it fly away. So something weird is going on there. They decide that they'll tell Moody in the morning, all that stuff. So by morning, they're not in charms. They are in History of Magic. They're super bored. Everything is terrible. Then they go to Moody. Moody's like, yep, I saw. I got the map and everything, but he just vanished. Crouch was not on the map. And, I don't know what to tell you. And, of course, Ron and Harry are like, oh, my God, he apparated. And Hermione's like, oh, my God,
no!
He dies. I have to tell you again.
This again.
And Moody is like, well, yeah, no, you can't. And Hermione says, well, there are other ways to just disappear. And ooh. Moody says, yeah. And Moody says, oh, you have you're thinking of an auror. And so then Ron is like, really wants to be told that he also has the mindset of an auror. Poor Ron. And he's like, maybe he got picked up by somebody on a broom and carried away. And Moody's like, yeah, sure. But he did actually acknowledge that they can't rule out kidnapping.
Yeah, and to be fair, they did that with a fucking dragon.
That's true. And hippogriffs have taken people off of the Hogwarts grounds before. It's not that far-fetched, Ron.
Yeah.
And so, and Ron asks, is he in Hogsmeade? And Moody says, he could be anywhere. Only thing we know for sure is that he's not here. Which is interesting. Very interesting. They're having this conversation. Moody's like, don't worry about it. Dumbledore told me that you guys think you're like little gumshoes and you're going to get all involved in this, but you just have to think about the third task. And Harry's like, oh yeah, I forgot about the third task in the maze. And Moody's like, well, I hear that you have, you're an expert at obstacles and getting through different, obstacles and rigmarole of that. You did that to get to the Sorcerer's Stone. And Ron pipes up and says, Hermione and he helped. Because in fairness, they did. Moody says, well, you should help him prepare for this third task. In the meantime, just remember constant vigilance, constant vigilance, constant vigilance. So they get a letter from Sirius the next morning. Sirius says, yo, Harry, what the heck were you doing in the woods, you idiot? Don't you dare do that ever again. Somebody's trying to kill you. Your name wasn't put in the goblet for nothing. It's for a reason. So stay out of the woods. Let me know again if anything weird is up. Just be smart. Get ready for the third task because something is going to go down.
Harry, just be smart. Okay. Because it's that easy.
Good
then
luck.
Then Harry's like, how dare he, tell me to stay in the castle not get up to trouble when he was, doing all this stuff as a kid. I was like, yeah, but he also didn't have a super dark lord specifically out to kill him. that's a little bit of context clues there, Harry. And Hermione does just remind him that he's worried about him. So they decide that they're going to do some charms and some hexes because Siri suggests that they learn, different curses that he can use. And on the offset chance that somebody does try to attack him, which is probably very likely. So they work on a couple of different charms in the charms classroom. They have this one charm that causes you to slow down. They're working on stunning charms and they're practicing on Ron mostly. And Ron is like, couldn't we just use Dobby? And Hermione doesn't really like that. So after they're done in the charms room, Hermione's like, you're doing really good, Harry. This is really great. Harry and Ron go to class. They go to Professor Trelawney's class, divination, which is always a good time. So it's really warm in there and she's talking about some things. No one, except that she has a planetary diagram and it has 9 planets. So somebody's not dying. Pluto is living on in this book, guys. Just so you know.
Live on. They know something we don't know, clearly.
Yes. It's really warm in there and she's talking about the planets and this beautiful planetary model. And she's talking about how Mars is interacting with Neptune and all this stuff. And Harry dozes off.
This isn't when, or has Ron already said something about Uranus?
No, he does not say anything about Uranus in this chapter.
I think
it must be a different, darn it.
Damn it.
So Harry has this dream that he's flying on the back of an eagle owl, and he's going toward this house that's on the side of a hill. And he goes in through the window, and when he gets into the room, there is a short, balding man with watery eyes and a pointy nose and a giant snake. Shorter man is none other than Wormtail.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
And Wormtail's talking to someone, and that someone is displeased with him and says that he failed him, but they fixed the blunder and somebody else has died. So he doesn't need to feed him to the snake. He says, but there's still the matter of Harry Potter, and we have to get Harry Potter. He performs a Crucio curse on Wormtail, Voldemort, not Harry.
Yeah.
The mysterious person, rather, and performs the Cruciatus curse on him, and he's being tortured, and he's like, you will not fail me again. And he's like, I won't fail you again. And Harry wakes up screaming on the floor of the divination classroom, and everybody is gathered around him, and they're freaking out, and his scar is killing him. And Professor Trelawney's like, my boy, tell me what's happened so I can determine what's going on. And he's like, no, I just have a headache. I need to go to the infirmary. And she said, no, I must tell, I must predict what is going to happen. And that's kind of a terrible thing for a teacher not to tell a student to go to the infirmary to get some help. And he says, the only thing I want is a headache cure. So he leaves the classroom, but instead of going to the nurses, he ends up he on purpose goes to see Dumbledore, because he remembered that Sirius said if his scar hurt him again, the first thing he should do is go to Dumbledore.
Get your ass to Dumbledore.
Yeah, so he gets to Dumbledore's office, and he guesses the password, which is kind of an insecure system there, because he's just like, it's gonna be a candy. And so he finally says cockroach clusters, and the gargoyle leaps aside, and he goes up.
Well, I guess not everybody knows that it's gonna be some kind of candy, right? Like, only...
That's true, but enough students, probably, right?
Maybe.
Get around.
I don't know. I have to put like uppercase and lowercase and letters and exclamation or numbers and exclamation points in my email password, and no one needs to get into my email. Anyway, so he's on his way up the stairs to Dumbledore's office when he overhears some voices coming from Dumbledore's office. There's a lot of like hearing people in towers going on in this one. And he hears a voice of Cornelius Fudge. The Minister of Magic. And he hears Moody. And Cornelius Fudge is talking about Crouch, and he was saying he doesn't understand why Dumbledore keeps insisting that there is a connection between Bertha Jorkins missing, because she goes lost all the time, and Crouch. But Dumbledore's like, there is one, and Moody also thinks that there is something going on. Cornelius actually thinks that the attack was Madame Maxime, because it happened near the Beauxbatons carriage.
It's racist.
Well, in fact, he's Hagrid. He said, well, just because you think Hagrid is good, which I sort of disagree with, Cornelius, not me, doesn't mean that, all giants are good. And they don't usually turn out good and things like that. And Dumbledore is like, he calls him out. He's like, you're prejudiced. That's bullshit. Madame Maxine is an excellent dancer and an excellent headmistress.
An excellent dancer.
And Moody's like, we need to finish this conversation right now. And Dumbledore's like, yeah, this is messed up. And he goes, no, Harry Potter's on the other side of the door. And that's how the chapter ends.
Dang.
So things we learned this chapter, we learned that Fred and George are blackmailing someone, which is not good, I would think. We learned that, what's the name of the curse? It's like the slowing down curse, but I don't think we've had that one before. Impedimenta? Yeah, because we haven't had that one before. And we learned that in Harry Potter's world, Pluto is still a planet.
Yeah. And we learned that if you torture someone, they'll probably agree with you, whatever you're trying to say.
Right. And also that you can't operate on the grounds of Hogwarts.
I've heard that.
So many times.
So I don't have many questions except who do you think that Fred and George are blackmailing? It's kind of crazy.
Maybe it's someone that got hold of one of their like canary creams or puking pasties. Maybe. And are infringing on their trademark.
That's possible.
What if this, I mean, I don't want to sound gingerist here, but what if this whole thing is just a big red herring?
Oh.
I'll see myself out.
Didn't. You're fired from this podcast.
That's my one for tonight.
That was pretty good, I will say.
You have to go stand in a corner and not talk for 5 minutes.
The best jokes are the ones where everyone groans and then like a minute later you're like, that's pretty good.
I mean, you know. I don't know. I feel like my evaluation of it, my groan followed by my immediate, that was pretty good, might actually decrease in time. It might be like, nah.
You think?
That's terrible.
No, I'm just kidding. My other question is, where do you think Crouch, how do you think Crouch got off the grounds of Hogwarts undetected?
He transfigured or animagied into a bird and flew off.
That's pretty good. There's a lot of unregistered animagi. Yeah. So mm-hmm. It seems like it's possible.
I know the answer.
Don't tell me.
Don't tell anyone.
I read ahead.
That's not very nice.
Sorry.
Do any of you have any questions? I felt like it was just kind of a very self-explanatory sort of.
Is Voldemort like riding an owl? What's that about?
No, Harry was riding the owl.
And it
but
brought,
wasn't he it brought, doing it from Voldemort's point of view?
No, Voldemort was already in the room.
No.
He was just, the owl was Harry delivering was the news that somebody else had died.
Why was Harry seeing from the point of view of an owl?
Because the owl had the letter saying, or the owl had the news that even though that the owl
so
had the news.
So he seeing from the point of view of the letter.
Yes. I guess. That's kind of weird. Well, because you assume that because he's mad at Wormtail for messing up and then he's like, oh, but it's okay because somebody else has died and that makes it better. We don't know who died. Yeah. If you have any guesses.
I guess.
Do you guys have any guesses who died? Who died?
No.
Oh.
Barty
Crouch. Martha Jorkin.
Maybe.
Dumbledore.
Both of those.
No, not Dumbledore.
Dumbledore cannot die.
But later in the later books, when he gets mad, I don't think, sometimes he sees it from Voldemort's perspective, sometimes he sees it from Nagini's perspective, but sometimes he just sees it, right? Because I don't think when Frank Bryce died, he still didn't see it from Voldemort's perspective. He was kind of like beside Frank.
Wasn't he Nagini? No?
No, I don't think he was Nagini. Because Nagini slithers past.
I think.
Or and maybe I'm confusing the movie with the book.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I can't remember.
But I don't
think
he sees it from Voldemort's or Nagini's point of view.
Yeah, it's confusing.
But in the dream, he's riding the owl.
Yeah.
So,
I know when in book five, when Arthur gets bit, he is Nagini. Harry
right.
sees it from Nagini's point of view, but
for
I don't
sure.
think
yeah, yeah.
maybe the connection gets like stronger as Voldemort gets stronger, and then he like starts seeing it from their perspective. But
because he's not like feeling their emotions at this point and stuff, it would seem.
No.
Hey, that was a great chapter.
Oh, like, great
Harry
job,
is
Sarah.
The three-eyed eagle owl.
Good job. Thanks for your chapter, Sarah.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, Michael.
Howdy.
We've had like a running theme since we started doing this podcast. I think it's all come to this. Let's talk about what the fuck is Hagrid doing? What's his deal?
Hagrid. What are you
He's
doing?
He's not a great
Hagrid,
teacher.
Hagrid.
No. Just
here's
because you're good-hearted does not.
Yeah. And here's the thing. You might know a lot about a certain thing, but that doesn't make you qualified to be a good teacher.
Mm-hmm. You have to know how to be a teacher.
Yeah. Which I don't know how they do that stuff at Hogwarts. Like, how do they pick? Because Voldemort decided he wanted to be a teacher and then he got turned down twice by Dumbledore. But, like, if he wasn't a dark wizard, then would he have gotten accepted as, like, a 20, like, what, maybe like 18-year-old, 20-year-old?
I don't know, because like, aurors have to go through aura training. I assume that there's probably like some version of a PhD or master's program. In not
no,
so many words, right?
Even Quirrell just went off to do a gap year study abroad after Hogwarts, after he graduated from Hogwarts. And I think he did that for like 2 or 3 years and came back and became a Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher. And that's exactly what Voldemort did. He like went away, like broke his soul in half a couple of times, came back and wanted to teach. I don't think they go to teach.
Gotta have
school.
A broken soul to teach those devil children.
They're maybe 50-50 on teachers at Hogwarts.
Yeah, they have like I know McGonagall this is good. Supposed to be like talking about Hagrid, but yeah. Exactly, Michael.
Flitwick is good. Potentially Professor Vector. But like
yeah, I was like, the Bane's not good. He's really not good. Trelawney
is not good.
Trelawney is terrible.
Basically, Trelawney is like in a witness protection program that Dumbledore's like, you're not a good teacher. You're not even a good seer. But sometimes you say right things, and I got to keep you here.
This is all nonsense anyway. Professor Binns is dead, but he's maybe like knows what he's talking about.
He knows what he's talking about, but again, he is horrifically boring and a bad teacher.
Yeah. Right. But I mean, think about the qualifications.
History can be boring, but like history also can be very interesting depending on the way it's taught.
I was going to say, especially when you have wizard history where there's like all sorts of crazy stuff. But although, in comparison, he's not actively harming children, so he's actually on the better end of it, I think.
That's true. All he does is bore them.
Right, but Snape, like, mentally tortures children.
Oh my god.
He's so mean. Like, he is destructive.
This went from what the fuck Hagrid to what the fuck Hogwarts.
Potentially what the fuck Dumbledore.
Yeah.
Yes, but Hagrid, like, he's breeding things, and he's letting children play with very dangerous animals. And when he gets in trouble, he goes, like, to worms. There's zero to 60.
And then 60 to zero.
Like, you know, why don't they learn how to take care of owls? Do any of them know how to properly take care of an owl?
Yeah, did Harry learn when he got Hedwig?
Like, that seems like that'd be something that would be kind of cool, like, or important.
I'm sure, like, they need to graduate from, like, smaller and, like, not harmful animals to bigger animals like hippogriffs. Maybe don't introduce hippogriffs in the third year, and don't introduce blast-ended scroots that you illegally bred
in the fourth year.
And I know he can't really help himself, but you would think that after being expelled, you wouldn't, like, get a dragon egg. You know what I mean? Like, I was expelled for hatching giant spiders, and I realize that that's not the exact reason, but still, like, that wasn't great.
Yeah, and he's one of the people that tells Harry, like, everyone is, like, risking their life for you, you should probably take better care of yourself. Well, you know, Dumbledore, like, stuck his neck out there for you to bring you back as the gameskeeper or groundskeeper. Maybe don't get a dragon and try to raise it. In your wooden hut or your stone hut. I still think that illegally breeding blast-ended scroots from, like, two different magical creatures, you gotta have better sense than that.
That's not good.
And Dumbledore again. What the fuck, Dumbledore?
Where is he doing this?
I bet he knew that he had those.
That's what I'm saying. Where is he doing this? Like, they're not small.
Right, where are the other adults? Like, they must know that there's blast-ended scroots running around.
So silly, Hagrid. Like, show them unicorns.
But then you'd have to bring him into the Forbidden Forest, which he has done.
Yeah. I mean, at least he had the Niffler lesson. That was, like, the one good lesson he's had.
Niffler. But see, but there has to be a lot more of that caliber. Or maybe it's because Lupin stole all of the creatures in his Defense Against the Dark Arts class. He's like, well, what am I going to teach now? They did kappas and red hooks and all that stuff.
I think I tweeted about it, or maybe we've talked about it before. Someone was like, well, maybe care of magical creatures is like about how to care for them. But I think you can still graduate maybe from like the harmless ones, and then maybe after fourth years you can learn how to defend against dark creatures in care of magical creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or maybe just talk about creatures in theory. Like,
yeah,
some dead ones or something. Dissect a frog. I don't know.
Because the Magical Creatures book has a lot of them. A lot. Fantastic, what is it? Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Mm-hmm. Has a lot of creatures. And I'm sure some of them, like, are hard to procure. So maybe, yeah, learn about them through books.
And then could they visit
maybe
a wizard
not
zoo?
A book that can eat your hand. Again.
Are there wizard zoos?
Have oh, man, there should that? Be.
Where are their wizard zoos? Where do they keep them?
In Newt Scamander's suitcase.
That's true. Is that the only... Is Newt's suitcase the only known wild wizard animal preserve? Do they have protected lands?
I mean, that's what Hogwarts is, essentially. That's what the Forbidden Forest is in a lot of ways.
That's true. But they don't talk about other animals in there. They talk about, like...
Unicorns and centaurs.
Mm-hmm.
And... What is it, Acromantula? I don't think that's what
yeah.
it is.
Big old fucking spiders.
The big spiders, yeah.
And then,
which again try to murder children.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Literally,
and there are some creatures in every book,
one of Hagrid's creatures tries to kill children.
There are some creatures in the lake. Like, show them the giant squid.
Right. He seems nice. Doesn't he rescue students?
Yeah.
I mean, they also planted, like, a tree that will punch someone's face in. And, like, God forbid you go into the greenhouse at the wrong time and a fucking...
Mandrake will
kill you if you're not wearing earmuffs or whatever. It's a terrible place.
It's a terrible, terrible place.
Everything can kill you.
Oh my god.
Don't open a closet because a boggart might be there and then you might get a heart attack.
What even? Mm. What? This is terrible.
Don't go to Hogwarts because you might die.
That's literally. So
I guess what we've decided is that, yes, Hagrid is terrible, but also he's pretty much par for the course as far as Hogwarts goes in general.
I mean, that's true. Anything you could find in the wild on Hogwarts grounds is probably going to kill you. Why don't they have, like, Defense Against Magical Creatures class?
Like, Defense Against the Teachers.
Defense Against the Teachers. Magical Teachers. Magical Teachers and Where to Blind Them.
It's a good thing that they're medical. Like, they can usually heal someone pretty easy. Because I would think that a lot of students probably get hurt because, again, they have stairs that shift and probably kids fall off of them. And their feet get stuck in them and probably break their ankles. Who knows?
Kids get hurt in normal-ass high schools. Like, that nurse is real busy.
And I think they only have Madame Pomfrey.
She needs to staff up. She needs help.
Yeah, like, even my nurse's office had, like, two nurses in it.
I think they need to. We need the stats of how many injuries Hogwarts has every week, probably.
Mm.
I mean, come on.
Man.
Yeah, Hagrid. I don't know why he doesn't learn.
They do call it the hospital wing, right?
Oh, yeah, they do call it a wing. It's not just a room.
Yeah.
It's a wing.
Yeah, no, it's not a room. It's a whole wing.
And it's a lot of beds, but only one Madame Pomfrey? Maybe she has, like, student helpers, like student aides.
But it's a lot of beds for, like, disproportionate amount of beds for, I think, the population of that school. Right? Because we determined that there's not many people in the school. But, yeah, I was going to say, but maybe not.
People get hurt. And I'm sure they're, like, hormonal teens that just want to make out and do other shit. Neck in the woods, so they go off to the Forbidden Forest and get trampled by centaurs or whatever else is in there. Later, there's a giant in there. Who knows? What else is in there?
Yeah.
And that's also because of Hagrid.
That's also because
he brings a giant into the forest.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me thrice, shame. I don't know who to shame anymore. Fourth time, Hagrid.
Hogwarts, shame Hogwarts after that.
This is just dumb. Fifth time.
This segment got derailed from Hagrid to blaming all the adults.
But I think what we found is that he's just a symptom of a greater illness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But also, is this like hazing where like the parents usually have gone to that school and they continue to send their kids to the same death trap of a school? They're like, well, it built my character.
Yeah. It's just like the smelting sticks that, that Dudley has.
Maybe that's why they don't need to like go do extra studies after graduating from Hogwarts, because you've had to fend for your life for 7 years.
If you've survived, then you're qualified to do a lot of stuff.
Or everyone else is so unqualified in the wizarding world that doesn't matter if you're qualified.
Or everybody else has died. They're the only ones that left. Well.
All right. Well,
don't go to Hogwarts because you will die.
I think we had an interesting discussion. Maybe it wasn't exactly what we envisioned, but
we wove the Hagrid thread through it.
It evolved. It's fine.
But I think it was a good and an important discussion. So thank you everybody.
Agreed. Thanks,
kisses.
Guys.
Bye.
For joining us for You're a Wizard, Harry. Special thanks to Alan Matthews, our editor, Jesse Carlton, who provided our artwork, and Sean Fagan, who provided our music. Hi, friends. Want to help us out? Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Or if you want to get in touch, email us at potterpod@geeklyinc.com. Want to talk to us on Twitter? Find us at potterpod. Or find me at Her Lady Tompkins. Michael is Thrifty Nerd, and Vijaya is Ethnic Ninja.
Harry has a dream that one day...
I know, I realized after I said that I mean, wizard kind is full of prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
The person who died's Ned Stark.
No.
What's that?
The person who died's Ned Stark.
It's always Ned Stark.
Spoilers! I had a pretty good Roy Moore joke today, because I was asking, there's a new distillery close to us, and I
thought you
asking,
said a nudist distillery. I was like, nudist what? A new distillery.
New distillery. And I was asking a coworker who's been there how it was, and he's like, it's okay. Everything they have is pretty young. And I was like, is it young enough for Roy Moore?
Wink, wink. That's pretty good. That's pretty gross.
Cut this out if Roy Moore wins. Keep it in if Roy Moore loses.